The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Here we are, all back together.
It's been like a month.
For the first time, I was going to say in a long time.
Because of like holiday vacation schedules and shit like that.
You were in Cancun. I was in Cancun.
That's right. Johnny and I were both here.
Oh, Yurko's been doing the deep lunge.
Look at me. I'm so fucking cool.
Fucking guy. Did you accuse Sylvie of actually a spray tan?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
You knew he was in Cancun. Why are you asking him? He got a spray tan.
What was he?
Fucking guy. He's on his.
Was he? Was he?
On his computer, like putting together fantasy lineups. He's still playing fucking fantasy football?
Jeez. Well, listen.
Don't you have to qualify for fantasy?
No, I won third in my league. The league's already over. They're doing a special thing for the playoffs.
All right.
Which is
so
fine.
It's only $50. And I won $535, so give me $485 and put the $50 in the
look at you. You've had a good year.
Oh.
You've had a good year winning money. Oh, Johnny won a lot.
Well, not as much as I'd like.
Johnny won a lot. What has he won?
I'd like to have.
He hit a $500, $1 exact, I think, at Oak Lawn.
That's pretty nice. That is pretty nice.
Yeah. Are you surprised we haven't gotten anything from Meller yet? About have you gotten your prize money for Melody?
What were we supposed to get?
Well, we made the playoffs, so there is a cash prize for making the playoffs.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is. In our league, there
you
is.
Gotta be a winner.
When we speak for your fucking self.
I used to be in your league. I've won that league so many times. I was so bored of it that I retired from that league.
In this league, there is a like you make $100 or $150.
Take it.
Whatever it is.
You get your money back.
Are you surprised that we
Meller's a notoriously slow payer, right?
Oh, there was actually almost a brawl next door in the closet office years ago.
Those lift tickets at Breckenridge don't come cheap,
no, they
boys.
Don't.
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
We thought he was embezzling for quite some time.
Social Security.
I mean, you know.
Well, it all gets pumped out of your check first.
It's only been a couple weeks.
You give him a little bit of a break. For him,
usually
get paid on the
season is over, right? Like, because we had
couple
this,
weeks. It's
we
been
had
over.
A pool for wins totals for the season. We did a little draft on the show, and I gave him like the end of the season was what last Sunday. Yeah. I gave him $50 on Monday.
And nothing?
Like, I don't have fucking this this whatever internet pay that you guys use. I don't. I just
internet
gave
Venmo.
Him, no, I gave him $50. My wife does. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a controversy with that, too, that we need to talk about on our
There's
show.
Is another major controversy?
With Venmo?
No, with how did we have a tie.
Oh,
And Meller and, like, so Meller and I tied for the win total, and Meller claims that I declared that there was a tiebreaker, but no one else remembers.
I don't remember, honestly.
Saying that.
So he's saying he won the tiebreaker?
Yes, and I don't remember me saying this. Waddle doesn't remember me saying this. Tyler doesn't remember me saying this.
But what is
but
it?
But Meller, he says that the tiebreaker is most playoff teams.
Mm. We had like an auction or a draft drafting teams, and then you add their season totals.
How many wins you got.
Yeah. So you're going to have to go back to the tape, aren't you, at the start of the year?
He claims I said it off the air, which I don't remember. And no one else remembers.
We should have a kangaroo court today.
Holy shit, no.
We need to bring this up on the air.
Listen,
I have an iron in the fight.
I said, like, I really don't either because I lost.
Did
so I paid
you
the
don't have
bucks.
An iron in the fight?
Yeah, or a dog in the fire. I don't have neither
dog
one
in the fight.
Neither one of them, Carm, applied to this good kid right here.
Oh, God. Well, I'll tell you, I thought something that would be appropriate for, unless you had anything else to say about that.
Well, what do you got?
I thought something that would be appropriate for Unhinged this week, because I heard Waddle bring it up in a in a Waddle's World story.
Oh, great.
Earlier this week. And there was, and we were talking last week, I think it was, about how much fun the English are when they swear. We love their use of the word cunt. And it the way they swear. Oh, Sylvie, it was a whole thing last week.
What was the penis word?
Is that on now?
Todger.
And so that was the story.
I thought that was sort of off limits even for, for Unhinged.
We talked about it last week.
But you know what?
And I said it's a filthy word, but the English use it beautifully.
Those are the movie gentlemen that
just beautifully.
Well, and who's in charge of saying that word's any worse than fuck or cock? Right. You know,
it's a bad word, but anyway, it is.
Well,
unhinged.
Time out. Why is it any worse than the
others? It's dirty. It's a dirty word. I mean, it really.
So
is.
Fuck.
It's so dirty.
Fuck is not dirty. Fuck is.
How come it's not one of the seven words?
Oh, I think it is.
It's not.
Oh, I believe
the George Carlin skit. It is not one of the seven words.
And it might be.
You say
but anyway,
today and you're
I already said it was.
So are you saying it's because the word is used in such an inflammatory
such a
way?
Profane, inflammatory
so,
way.
So wonderfully piercing, though. It's,
Oh, it is.
Wonderfully piercing balls accurate.
Yeah. It achieves its goal. As soon as it's delivered, it achieves its goal.
And the English the English just are masters.
They are. They're great with it.
And then Waddle was doing a story about an Englishman, and they used the term for cock. What, what was it?
Todger.
Todger.
It was Prince, whatever his name is.
Harry? Don't give him the moniker.
Okay,
they've taken it away from him.
His penis had frostbite on it for his brother's wedding.
That's what
it was. So what's he doing at the North Pole? Well, you got clothes off at the North Pole. What the hell's wrong with you? Your body, how does your todger get it? Unless you're running around naked
a
goofball.
They did a charity walk.
Yeah.
And he was naked, but he wasn't naked.
He wasn't naked.
How did you get it? You read the story. Did they walk hundreds of miles?
Yes, it was for charity. It was for soldiers. It was for the British Army guys that and women that had been injured in fighting in Afghanistan.
I've never heard that though. Your cock getting
frostbitten. Was he walking on his cock?
That is Johnny.
Was he walking on his todger, old Harry?
Fucking relax. I don't have the explanation for why his dick was frozen.
When we were on a holiday, when we had the weird schedule, I worked with Carmen, and I told Carmen this, that Yurko has this weird infatuation with Prince Harry.
Yes.
Why do I have an infatuation?
He said you went off on him.
That means I would like him.
Okay.
An infatuation has got a positive connotation. What the hell are you talking about?
You've got an obsession.
I don't have an obsession
with
him.
What's the beef?
I got no beef with him.
Yes,
my point is, he's not a prince.
All right, who kids?
They've taken the title away from him.
Okay.
So call him with the... What he is.
You could say fuck. It's unhinged.
Harry. Name is Harry.
No, to be honest, we'll give
let's call him Harold just
if
for
if you
fucks.
Want to give him a title, call him
fucks
Harry.
And laughs.
Harry the Simp.
Okay.
That's what you can call
it
him.
Seems, though, that they get under your skin.
Well, they get out.
I don't mind. The whole idea of a royal family should get under all our skin.
That's a different story. Doesn't get under my skin at all. Just call the man by his title, the simp.
But anyway, when Waddle was doing the story.
I forgot what the story was.
It was about Prince Harry. I'm sorry, Harry's
Todger. Frostbitten dick.
Yeah,
Todger.
And you guys were talking about how you appreciated that sort of nickname or that unique colloquialism for.
I just didn't know what the hell it was.
A cock. And I was in the car and I was thinking, that'd be fun on Unhinged to talk about our favorite slang term. For cock and balls. I thought that'd be funny.
You got the kids in the back seat.
Can I start?
Sure.
Twig and berries.
Twig and berries.
Twig and berries is good.
That's a good one.
Well, you're really rolling off the tongue, guys.
Twig and berries is great.
Nuts and bolts. Nuts and bolts.
My ween, the nuts and bolts.
My ween?
My ween. My ween. In Italian, we call it the pisciadillo.
The pisciadillo.
Why? You say the pisciadillo.
Why is that?
I don't know. That was like the Italian American slang. Yeah. I don't even know if I don't even think it's how they say it in Italy. I think it's like
your
grandparents or you'd hear your dad say it. It was the pisciadillo.
Is there a bunch of other ones?
I think if we really wanted to sit down and start brainstorming, I bet we'd come up with a whole bunch.
Well, your wang.
The one-eyed trouser snake.
There you go. The vomiting cobra. I mean, we could come up with a lot.
Now you're just going for I thought you meant like the
spitting missile.
It can be either.
The old spitting missile.
The old spitting missile. There you go.
The spitting missile.
purple headed yogurt thrower.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole. Right? I mean, we got a whole.
Oh, that goes back to the purple headed monster.
There you go.
I mean, but what is your favorite term for it, though? Is it cock or dick?
My junk. I like junk.
Junk is good.
Really? Well, junk
but
is
your
all,
junk includes your balls.
That's true. Right. It's all encompassing.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Why not?
You go cock, or is that a little bit too? Is it just my.
No, it's okay.
I prefer that, just a little bit of an accent on it. McCook.
McCook.
You got to go like the English, do it.
Yeah, McCook.
But I don't know why. In the middle of a story talking like you normally do.
Yeah, you totally I'm trying to,
I'm not kidding. I'm listening to Waddle's World. You did that story, and it just popped into my head. I'm like, that'd be funny. All the different
things. Was that a swear word? Like,
no,
did
I don't think so.
I don't know. With the benefit of hindsight, should I not have said the word?
No, I think it's a slang that...
But his slang, was it not appropriate to say on terrestrial radio?
I didn't get an email. I mean, if it's something that not everybody's going to understand, you know, is it really? Obviously, you can't say cock on the fucking radio.
You can't say pussy.
No, but if you said it with in someone else's, again, like if it's
I mean, why don't we
someone
talk
else's
about
vernacular,
pussy,
like,
all the things that we call pussy.
All right.
Greasy piss flaps.
Take it easy.
What? All of a sudden, now we can't talk about it.
I don't know. Right? I'm with him. Like, I don't know why.
What are we doing?
Where's this line of...
Where's this line of demarcation?
Right. Why can't... Why is that a line?
That's such an unpleasant
sausage
term for
wallets.
Such a
beautiful thing.
Oh, wait a second.
You said the whatever purple-headed yogurt tosser?
That's for my junk. My, not for the woman's.
When did you become such a fucking serious gentleman?
Yeah, beef the, woman, the woman's body is a work of art. Don't you know that?
Yeah,
our
whatever.
Body is not.
So is your junk.
No, yeah. It's not. It's awful.
Regardless.
Okay, nothing pleasant about it. It's disgusting. A woman's body is a thing of beauty.
The double standard here is really irritating. You just threw purple-headed yogurt thrower
at us.
Johnny goes piss flaps, and all of a sudden we got to stop the show.
The way he said it, greasy piss flaps, that's disgusting.
I think we've reached the cancellation
stage. I think we might be done.
Unhinged. I think we found it.
This might be the end.
I don't think so.
I think Keith Williams is officially...
If we ever get to the line.
He's officially reached the eject button. We'll be informed that we got to the line.
Yeah, that's true. That's, I guess.
If we ever get to the line, we'll be informed. You guys have gotten to the line.
You've had an adventurous week.
Let's kick it back a little bit.
You've had an adventurous week already, Yerk.
I don't know what to tell you.
This has been a drama-filled week on ESPN 1000.
Yerk will breaking news.
Breaking news shouldn't be drama.
All kinds of stuff.
It should be lauded.
Right.
I'm the Woodward Bernstein of the modern day.
Which one? Woodward or Bernstein?
Instead of being patted on the back, I'm being incarcerated.
Which one? You can't be both. You got to be one or the other.
Which one did Redford play?
I'm Redford.
He played Woodward.
The more handsome.
He's got to be that one. Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, not as handsome.
Not nearly. Are you kidding
me? And much shorter.
Great actor, but not nearly.
He's like 5'2 or 5'3.
Best role was Rain Man.
His best role, I would argue,
plays
is...
He an idiot savant like no one else.
He was awesome.
Between him and Hanks. Between him and Hanks.
I would tell you that Tom Cruise was better in Rain Man than Dustin Hoffman was.
Interesting.
Tom Cruise has the more difficult character arc than
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
In what was it, Mrs. Robinson? What was that movie?
That's great.
The Graduate.
The Graduate. His best role is probably like Kramer versus Kramer. The Graduate's good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good in Midnight Cowboy. But I would disagree that Rain Man's his best role because, quite frankly...
Tom Cruise was better?
Yeah. What's the
What are you talking
There's no character
about?
Arc for Raymond.
Lobner. No, but you've got to, the character Lobner. Arc is so small that you've got to be able to stay there the whole time, which is difficult for an actor sometimes.
Disagree.
When you don't have a wide range of emotion.
I disagree.
His emotion was anger and befuddlement.
It sounds like a Siskel and Ebert episode, doesn't it?
Carmen and I like movies.
We do, we do.
I'm just saying, this takes me back to Siskel and Ebert right now. You guys may fucking have a nice argument about it.
I think you just
dismiss Tom Hanks' role? Well, I mean, Jenny's role more in Life is a Box of Chocolates?
I don't know.
Forrest Gump.
I don't know how challenging it is to pull off those roles. I don't think it's as challenging as
you
think.
Why don't you do it then?
because I don't want to be insensitive, even here on.
You just said vomit, yogurt tossing,
who's
purple
being insensitive?
Snake.
I'm asking which is harder to play.
I don't think it's hard to play.
But is it more difficult just to be?
I do not think it's
just
more difficult
to be narrowed in.
I do not think that's more difficult.
What is the most difficult role an actor has ever been saddled with, and how did he do with it? How about that?
Well, that's a great question.
It's an all-encompassing question.
You need a true movie reviewer.
As a movie expert.
All right.
You need
who's
somebody
been
that's
given
familiar.
The hardest role and who delivered or who didn't deliver?
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. This is like something that needs to be a homework assignment. This is something I just got to be able to snap off.
I don't know about the hardest, but I don't know. I don't think it's that challenging to play a mentally challenged person. Is what I'm saying.
We are definitely getting canceled now.
I mean, no, we're not.
This isn't an insensitive conversation.
I would tell you that in this day and age, they wouldn't even cast people that probably weren't mentally challenged to play those roles like they used to.
So are you mad at Johnny Knoxville?
I'm not mad. Okay, I didn't say I was mad.
Are you disheartened at Johnny Knoxville playing the role he played?
When I know what you're talking about, too. What was that one where he played in the Special
movie.
Olympics? It actually was decent.
It was a really... It had
tried to have a good story.
Good heart.
It did.
What about Billy Bob...
Sling Blade? That's a good call. Yes. See, like, I would even say that that was probably a slightly more difficult role, and he was better than the other two that you presented to me.
Well, at least you're making an argument for me.
I think, especially in Rain Man, Cruz's role was the more difficult one, and he was better at it. That movie is not nearly as successful with Tom Cruise nailing that role as well as he did. It's just not. That's my opinion, anyway.
You know, a movie I saw, I told you this a while back, that was really good. It reminds me of great performances. Was Christian Bale in The Fighter?
They're phenomenal.
Like, that's one of the best, you know, I forgot about that movie until I saw it like 3 Sundays ago.
He's great.
He was so fucking good in that movie, but that's kind of a role.
That whole movie was good.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Warrior?
No.
It's got Tom Hardy in it.
No.
I love Tom Hardy. We all love Tom Hardy. That's another one. Alfie Solomons and Peaky Blinders.
That's good.
One of the best characters on television I've ever seen.
Is The Warrior new?
No, The Warrior probably came out about 3 years ago. It's about two guys, UFC. One guy's the bank has got a triple loan. His house goes into so now he's got to find a way to make some money. And the old man trained both him and the kid. Nick Nolte plays the old man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Nick Nolte as the alcoholic old man. You got the other guy went to the army. They left. The family was disjointed. He had gotten a girl pregnant. The other guy, not Tom Hardy, the other guy. The other guy, when the armed services comes back, and he ended up saving somebody's life, and he's AWOL. And he comes in and they're fighting in a tournament, like a cage match tournament, where the winner ends up winning $100,000 or something, which is exactly what the brother, Tom Hardy's brother, needs to save the house.
Coincidentally.
It's pretty good. I enjoyed the movie.
Tom Hardy's a fun actor. He really is. He's good in pretty much everything he does.
It's not a thinking man's movie. I mean, you're not going to go in there and just be mentally challenged the whole time. But to me, it was an entertaining movie.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I just want to be entertained.
What about Heath Ledger as the Joker?
Very good. He was excellent.
Like, as far as roles.
We've had the argument about, or not the argument, just the debate about, like, who, because think about all the different people that have played that role.
Nicholson was good.
And that character, and, like, who did it the best?
Ledger.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. Although Jack did it. Now, the characters were different. The movies were different. Dark Knight is much darker. It is a much more sinister, darker movie. And he was wonderful in it. But in the type of role, when they first made Batman in 89, when Burton made it, 88 or 89, whenever he made it, it's not nearly as dark. It's not nearly as cynical. And Jack is awesome.
Yeah.
Asked to play the role the way, you know, the Joker was sort of, you know, needed to be portrayed in that movie.
Speaking of that,
Heath Ledger was probably the best.
Have you ever seen, like, some of these throwback clips you find on Twitter or other social media? Was Francis Ford Coppola the one that did The Shining?
No, The Shining was Stanley Kubrick.
Whoever it was, when they filmed him pounding on the door, like, they go through the scene and how they wanted to show the scene, and they show the guy laying on the ground filming it upward at him. It's one of the coolest things I've seen.
Those Dutch angles. That's
and
cool.
Having him, Jack, play that role. And then, when the scene's over, he just stops and he's like, how was that?
He's awesome. My favorite scene, Jack scene in that movie is when he's at the bar by himself and he's talking to the bar. He's having the conversation with the bartender. He's ordering the Jack Daniels, and that scene is so unbelievably creepy and like masterfully delivered by Jack.
How about him in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Incredible. Like those are challenging character arcs, and yeah. I think they require a lot more. You know, and so yeah, Jack in that movie, absolutely sensational.
He's with the chief. You fooled them. You fooled them.
You fooled them all, chief. Great movie. People who say you can't watch movies from the 70s. Charlie Bevins just finally watched The Godfather. He's one of our young producers here. Charlie's like 23. And he finally watched The Godfather.
He's a funny man.
And it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
And it's hard for young people to appreciate that type of pacing. It's just, it's not something they're comfortable
with. What did he say about it?
He said it took him like 3 days to get through, which is a little bit of an indictment, I guess, in itself. But he said he did like it, but he goes, you know, I like Goodfellas a lot better. And I said, well, sure, because the pace is so different.
Yeah. Right.
And
I appreciate The Godfather even more now after seeing that series that they had.
I haven't seen that. The one on Paramount, right?
The Offer. I thought it was fantastic.
I downloaded it, and I didn't watch it on vacation.
It's worth binging.
I got to watch
it. Miles Teller is fabulous.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Do you have to love The Godfather to appreciate The Offer?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. It just kind of tells you how it gets, you know, how it gets made. And
speaking of Miles Teller, I finally saw
Top Gun?
Top Gun Maverick.
Well, what were you waiting for?
I was waiting for it to be free.
Oh, of course. Yeah. There's a shock.
What did you think?
Yeah, because I didn't go to the theater. I haven't been to the theater in forever. And then it was, you had to buy it. And then I'm a Paramount Plus subscriber. So now that it's on Paramount Plus, I watched it.
Thoughts?
It's great. And I have an 82-inch TV, and I jacked up the volume.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it.
It's great.
And it's great. Even though, like, you know how sometimes when everyone hypes it and everyone's like, oh, it's so great, and oh, it doesn't let you down, and it lives up to the hype, and this and that.
You were still a little bit of a skeptic going in.
Well, sometimes when it's hyped so much, I got you. You're like, oh, well, everyone hyped it. It can't possibly live up to it. Right. It was great.
It's great.
It was a fantastic movie.
I don't know how they pulled that off.
I tell you this, the second time I saw it was better than the first time.
I knew what the fuck was going to happen. Didn't it take him like 2 years plus to do it?
Well, I think some of it happened. COVID, yeah. I think, threw a monkey wrench into it, yeah.
But the distance between that one and the original, what was the original, 89?
86.
86.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's
talented dude. Yeah. I mean, he's been a cash cow at the box office for 35 years.
It doesn't
matter that he's a Scientologist. He's still good.
Maybe a little weird, but he's awesome.
Have you seen the they promote it for Paramount Plus? He jumps out of an airplane and he does a commercial as he's skydiving, going like he talks about it. Starts the commercial, then he jumps out of the plane, and then he's looking back. And, like, the camera just is, like, right here. So it's either a tandem jumper who's near him or something. But he speaks about it like he's doing a commercial standing next to you, and he's actually in the bout.
Really?
He's skydiving.
Fucking maniac.
It's unbelievable.
But he's great, man. I mean, there's, like, never been a box office sensation quite like him for this long.
The best scene in the movie is when, is it John Hamm is in that movie, too?
Yeah.
Hamm comes in there to take over, blah, 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 and he just gets up in the airplane and says, all right. Can't be done. Everybody's there. So too many G-forces. And then he runs the damn route in the way it needs to be run in like the record amount of time, way under what it's supposed to be, because everybody thinks it can't be done, and he just goes and does it.
Because you like that?
He's a badass
motherfucker.
Yeah, and to me, like when they used Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah.
That to me was like,
it was good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was cool that they entered. They were able to bring it in.
They really did. They pulled it off and then some. Man.
They pulled it all off.
Right, yeah, because I watched Ghostbusters, the new one, Ghostbusters Unrelented or Unreplenished or whatever the hell it is, Unleashed. Ghostbusters, they're in Nebraska or Oklahoma, and he's got a farm out there. They bring back a 3D image of Harold Ramis. Yeah. Okay, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
You've gone too fucking far.
Okay?
He's gone. He's dead. He's a ghost in the movie moving shit. Come on. Yeah. I know it's Ghostbusters, but bullshit.
Bullshit.
Better than the female remake of Ghostbusters, which was god awful.
I never saw that.
Kristen Wiig.
She's usually funny.
She's hilarious.
Melissa McCarthy. She was terrible.
Melissa McCarthy's funny as shit.
You cannot replicate the movie the same way. It's You've got to add some twists. And the characters can't be verbatim except female, and you're trying to act the roles that they act.
Is that what they did? It's
yes,
just an exact
it was terrible.
Hey, by the way, back terrible. To was Jennifer Connelly playing the role yes. of Kelly McGillis?
No, she was playing different. Penny Benjamin.
She was the
I forget.
No,
I
she's the one he got in trouble with. Remember when he
Penny
got,
Benjamin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got in trouble with the Admiral's daughter.
Including one Admiral's daughter. And
he was so it wasn't
Penny
the
Benjamin.
Same character that Kelly McGillis played earlier in
no,
the first
no,
one. Okay.
No. She okay. like they didn't want her because
well, she yeah.
Wow, well, yeah.
She was upset about that, wasn't
really?
She?
Time hasn't been kinder to her.
Time has not been kinder, and she was upset about. I think.
I don't know
that she
I
mean, was upset that she wasn't asked back.
But I like how they brought that character in. I mean, you hear her name mentioned in the first movie, and that's the Admiral's daughter. And they
now
obviously set
the bar,
up
right?
that they have an on and off relationship over the years. And, yeah, yeah. And
mostly
so,
off.
Boy, I tell you, she's still.
Yeah,
we talk about moving the meter. Yeah. Jennifer Connelly is a smoke show still. I mean, yeah. she's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. She's got to be nearing 50, isn't she?
She's got to be. I'm 46.
How old is Tom Cruise? Is he 60?
60-something. He's in his 60s.
That's incredible.
Jennifer Connelly's like got to be 50.
He's Connelly. Like the Tom Brady of
oh, yeah.
actors.
That's a good
they
call.
Probably go to the same plastic surgery,
yes.
too.
Well, that might be. Yeah. At this point, you might be right about
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer Connelly.
She's 52 years old.
She's 52. I was going to say, and she just looks. She's spectacular.
She's yeah, married she to the that English guy, Paul Bettany.
Oh,
or
fuck him. I think she is married to Paul Bettany, who's a good actor.
That Todger.
That fucking Todger.
So you, like, you've told the story. You met Miles Teller, right?
I have on a couple occasions, yeah, just because he is married to my wife's cousin, yeah.
Right.
So
he's
and good guy.
Yeah, he's I'd be lying if I said I like, had I more than like you know
hello.
2 hours worth of conversation yeah. with him.
But that's still
nice
that's...
guy. He's a legit sport like Philly. He grew up yeah. outside of Philly. He grew up in Jersey, but he grew up a big Philly
South
sports
Jersey.
Fan.
South
yeah,
Jersey.
Like he's a huge Phillies fan. Like
he's
legit.
Good. He's a good actor.
He is a talented actor. Yeah. I mean, he is. And
Whiplash.
He's,
I loved him in Whiplash.
He's really like super tight with my wife's cousin's family. Like she's got, I'm trying to think how many are there. There's four girls and Brian that I think there's, I'm trying to count. There's like seven kids in the family. So they're like a really tight crew. I mean, he hangs with the brother. She's got four sisters. He hangs with the brothers-in-laws like religiously. He's not like real... At least the time I've been around him, like he hasn't
not
been very Hollywoodish and like only hanging with famous people. Like he's, yeah, I mean, he's pretty
Isn't
friendly
he friends with Aaron Rodgers.
I think so.
He's friendly with them because of he's really close with Shailene Woodley. Like
right.
they're really close.
They were
did
in
those
Divergent movies.
They did
together.
The Divergent movies together. So he's very, very close with Shailene Woodley. And because of that, he's gotten to know Aaron Rodgers. You know he knows better is Balaga. He was at my cousin-in-law, where my wife's cousin, they were at Balaga's wedding, too, last year as a big group of all.
Really?
Yeah. But he's a pretty normal, like, down-to-earth guy, yeah.
My kids, years ago, he was at the United Center for a basketball game, and two of my kids were there when they were little or younger, and he was very kind to them, took a picture. They noticed him.
Oh, yeah. I remember we were in Santa Barbara for one of my wife's cousin's wedding, and he got approached a few times by, and he's got a following of young, you know, teenage to young girls
sure.
who are obviously because of some of the movies he's done and things like that. And the same thing, like on a couple of occasions, like starstruck teenage girls, like, and he took pictures with them and was very cordial and nice. Yeah, like he stopped in his tracks. He's like, hi, sure, nice to meet you.
Isn't that when you drove the really
the
sports car and you gave a $5 tip to the
and Jonah Hill was watching me get in.
It's like, who the hell's this? He's got to be a director.
Jonah Hill was sitting outside of the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara, making out with some girl on a bench. And he saw them pull up in the Ferrari and me get into it. And he's looking at me like, who's this fucking guy getting in the Ferrari? And he's like, I'm not driving a Ferrari.
And
I'm
Jonah Hill. Guy
$5. Yeah. All I had was a 20.
You should
all
have
I had was like
a
20s and fives.
So why don't you pop
at that point,
20?
You got to pretend.
I was a cheap bastard.
At that point, you got to pretend.
I should have. I felt bad
did
the minute
you rent
I did
the car?
It. No, it was my cousin, my wife's cousin's father. So my wife's dad and his first cousin is who lives in California. He's a very wealthy man.
Yeah.
He owns a very, very lucrative commercial real estate business.
Gotcha.
He's very wealthy, and yeah, he has
a Ferrari.
And he let me drive it the day after the wedding.
Here's the keys.
I've known him.
Go tool around.
A long time of my, a huge part of my life. I'm like, even though they live in California, we see them fairly regularly. And he's a super guy. And he knew I loved the car. And the Sunday morning after the wedding, he called me and he goes, you want to take the car around for a little bit? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, come get it. And I drove the Ferrari
you
around
the
Santa Barbara.
And he said the valet goes,
Jesus
he
Christ.
Said, hey, don't spend it all in one place.
Well, you know, the guy goes, that's why he's got millions in that Ferrari, because he doesn't overtip.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
That's got to be the smallest tip
ever.
A guy's ever received
for a Ferrari.
For a Ferrari.
Yeah. If he gave him the 20, that's probably the smallest
tip. Oh, I don't know. I should have just given him the 20.
You know what? I bet there's, some people that don't even tip.
I guarantee you there are. I guarantee you there are. Yeah. At least I gave him a Finsky. See what a Finsky can do to a guy's attitude?
Gave him a Finsky. What did he do when he looked at it?
No, he said thank you. You know, yeah. I don't know. I did. And the minute I got in, I looked at my wife. I'm like, fuck, I should have given him 20. What am I thinking? Cheap fucking prick that I am. Cheap bastard. The best was watching Jonah Hill, though, look at me getting in that fucking car. He was hanging on this girl all weekend because they happened to be staying for like a weekend getaway where this wedding was at the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara, and we saw him a few times. He was on this girl.
Was it Fat Jonah or Thin Jonah?
It was Chunky Jonah.
Chunky Jonah,
like, you guys are here on a weekend getaway in a fucking hotel, dude.
Yeah, go upstairs.
Like, literally go upstairs and go to your room. I mean, he was at the bar fucking making out with her. It was disgusting.
More power to him.
And the weirdest thing, and I'll never forget.
What's the big deal?
He walked in by himself at one point to the lounge, like 5 o'clock on Friday. He had a black briefcase, like an old briefcase, like Harry used to carry around.
Oh, yeah.
Like a briefcase.
Made out of the NFL football stuff?
Yeah, you put, and he brought it in. He sat at the corner. He sat in the corner of the bar with his back to the wall, and he opened up the briefcase, and then he closed it. And now I'm obsessed. I'm like,
wait. What's in the fucking briefcase?
That's Jonah Hill. What's in the fucking
he's got writing material?
I don't know.
He's probably got scripts.
What's in the box? I'm like, Jonah Hill's walking around with a
he's
black
got scripts.
Briefcase. It was like in Pulp Fiction. I'm like, is the Holy Grail in there? What's in there? And then he opened it up again, and then he for about 10 minutes. Then he closed it. And he walked out, and I'm like, what's in that fucking briefcase? I want to know so bad what's in that briefcase.
I've never heard
that
part
of the story.
Does
he have a treatment in there? Oh, yeah. I'm like, what's in there? When you
little
go to California,
guy?
You see
little guy?
Yeah, not very big. Yeah. Short. It was like Yurko said, he was kind of like pudgier Jonah.
He's out in public a lot. I saw him when I went to the Laker game.
Yeah?
And Jim Pastor, our old boss, gave me the passes to the bar. I think it's called the Governor's Room at Staples Center. Mm. And then it's a cash bar, but that's where all, like, the guys who sit on the floor go.
Okay. The big shooters.
Yeah,
you go to LA, you see a lot of big
and you don't want to say anything. You're in that bar. You want to act like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So you don't want to say, hey, Jonah.
Yeah, he can't do that. Yeah. You're right. And when you're in Santa Barbara, it's like their retreat because it's not far from LA.
Right.
They get this, you know,
well,
it's
we
an
were
hour
in LA.
Away.
We had dinner. We were sitting at a table right next to, who was it? It
Paris
was
Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, see, when you're in LA, you see people famous everywhere. All right, what are you hard for, boys? Brought to you by Blue Chew.
NFL football.
NFL playoffs.
Me too. Playoffs. Even though I heard you guys talking about it yesterday, the matchups aren't all that sexy, especially with some of the injuries.
I like the Chargers-Jags game.
I think that might be the best game. I think it is. I think it should be the best one.
Matter of fact, I do a double dip. I do a Jacksonville-Tampa double dip. I think that's going to happen.
I think
money line both ways. Yeah.
I think that
and you're not getting a big money line with Jacksonville. Yeah, you're not getting a big money line with Jacksonville anyway. But getting a point and a half, what are you really getting?
Listen, this is all I care about. When the Sean Payton news comes down with whatever job he's going to take, I want it to come from you first.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's your next story.
I'll make a phone call.
Yeah,
I'll talk to him.
That's your next story. After that, you're gonna break whoever the Bulls are trading. You got to get
Vooch news.
If he offered you the defensive line.
And
you coach
paid,
job.
He paid me $1 million a year to coach.
Maybe he pays you a little less than that.
I'd
less
have
than
to
that.
Consider it, but I'm having such a good time with Carmen.
Yeah.
We're having a ball.
How much of a good time?
I don't know how much fun you guys realize Carmen
especially
and I have.
When you're talking about piss flaps.
Carmen
on,
and I
on a podcast.
So, even if he offered me $1 million, maybe if he offered me $1 million too, that might
he's
send
not
me
paying
over
the his edge. D-line coach $1 million.
Why wouldn't he? You don't know what the NFL prices are. The highest paid defensive line coach in the league right now makes 1.2.
He's the highest coach? Is you wouldn't know
why
experience?
Wouldn't I be the highest coach? Who needs experience when you have the knowledge? You know what I'm saying? Experience. I played 10 years in the league. I've been all around all types of coaches.
I'm not denying your knowledge.
Key,
I'm just understanding the system.
It's not the experience. The key is the knowledge. Okay. How do you make players better?
Gotcha.
Get 100% out of the individual. to get him to play to his maximum level. Not every player is can, you know, there's great players and there's average players, but I need that average player.
Listen,
to
I don't have a job to offer you, so you're interviewing now, and it's not really important.
You're going
to
pay me $1 million too.
You have two things to do.
I might make him pay me $1.5 million just because your attitude.
You have two things to do. Well, three if you count Sean Payton. You have to break, like Sylvie said, the Vooch news when he gets traded and the Kaner news when he's
Vooch.
Traded. And Kaner. So start working your sources.
Vooch, Kaner, and Payton?
Yeah, you got a three pack.
Guy's got expectations now. That's why I try to not give you anything.
You
so right. There's no expectations. I try to give you nothing.
Or do you want to continue to be a value-added employee?
Damn it. I knew it. If you raise the bar, Yerk, they want more.
Yeah.
Raise the fucking bar.
BlueChew.com.
Well, when are we finally going to get something from you?
He's done breaking stories. He did that for a long
breaking
time.
Breaking stories? This guy said muddled in mediocrity.
He did that
He's
forever.
In a canoe of a slow-moving river.
I didn't raise the bar.
We want something out of you.
You raised the bar.
All right.
We all can't be you, Johnny.
I'm hard for Bears big boy moves.
Yeah, me too.
Look, I love it. I went from 6 to midnight in the last year.
Speaking of Jonah, there you go. 6 to midnight is right.
I shouldn't have.
BlueChew.com. You'll go from 6 to midnight with no problem. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. You'll get a month's supply free.
Right.
We love you, BlueChew. And they're back in 2023. Get your cock hard, rock hard in the new year.
So we did decide that there was a word that we're no longer allowed to use on Unhinged or no?
I think we can use everything unless Keith shuts it down.
Including piss flaps.
Until next week, why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?